In a style that seems to have become almost signature of the current pontificate, Pope Francis stepped out of yet another scripted session to engage in a spontaneous question and answer period with hundreds of children and teens. The papal audience in the Paula VI Hall with students, teachers, and staff of Jesuit schools on Friday became a friendly dialogue between the 76-year-old pontiff and the young people. The students, who had come from 6 Italian cities and 1 school in Albania, were passing the time singing a Christian rap song when the Pope entered the hall unannounced. At his sighting, they immediately erupted into cheers and applause. In response, Pope Francis decided to put his 5-page written message aside.
Io ho preparato questo per dirvi.
I prepared a text, but it's 5 pages. A little boring, he said to the young people. He proposed to give a short summary and then take questions from the students instead. With sensitivity and humor, the Pope answered 10 frank questions that ranged from his priestly vocation to his decision to forgo the usual papal apartment. When asked if it was difficult to leave his family and friends and become a priest, he said, "It is not easy, but there are beautiful moments, and Jesus helps you and gives you some joy." When asked why he decided to renounce the usual papal apartment, he said it was a question of personality, not luxury.
Non è soltanto una cosa di ricchezza. Per me è un problema di personalità, no?
I have to live among people, he said. If I were to live alone, perhaps a little isolated, it would not be good for me. It is my personality. It is not an issue of personal virtue. It is only that I cannot live alone.
La povertà del mondo è uno scandalo.
He added that the poverty in the world is a scandal. All of us today must think about how we can become a little poorer, he said, so as to resemble Jesus. The Pope addressed more serious concerns as well. When a student doubting his faith asked for words of encouragement, he likened the faith to a long walk. To walk is an art, he said. To walk is the art of looking at the horizon, thinking about where I want to go, but of also enduring the fatigue. And many times the walk is difficult. It is not easy. There is darkness, even days of failure. One falls. But always think this. Do not be afraid of failure. Do not be afraid of falling.
Nell'arte di camminare, quello che importa non è di non cadere, ma di non rimanere caduti. Alzarsi presto, subito. E continuare a andare.
In the art of walking, what is important is not avoiding the fall, but not remaining fallen. Get up quickly, continue on, and go. 3 students from different grades also read letters to the Pope. They complimented him on his pontificate to date and expressed appreciation for his simplicity and his ability to reach out to young people with his poignant messages. You're like a child, said young Guglielmo in his letter. You smile a lot. You are very good and kind.
Se avrai dei momenti difficili, ricordati che è stato Dio.
If you have difficult moments, remember that God gave you this responsibility, and He believes in you, he encouraged. Earlier in the summary of this text, the Pope told the students that the purpose of education is to learn magnanimity. We need to be magnanimous, with big hearts and without fear, he said. Always bet on great ideals, but also magnanimity in small things and daily things. Magnanimity means walking with Jesus, attentive to that which Jesus tells us. In his message to educators, he said education requires an equilibrium between security and risk. He also urged Jesuit educators to find new non-conventional forms of education according to the needs of the context. The Pope concluded the meeting with a blessing. I'm Laurie Iracci.